BBC Radio Australia.
Thank you on behalf of the Auckland community. Giving me the space for share excitement for week here with them, everyone. This full week, we've like had one full swing program. We've been start finish since long Monday. Got full up activities around long so many schools around Auckland. And then followed by Monday night, where we've like had one a good turnout Auckland Museum with our Harrises here performing as well. With our little ones, our little beginnings, doing all their performances and hat and crafts and lots of activities at that night. And so, which is good. And then, Lord Tuesday or Wednesday yesterday, it's our video day. So, me for like Kohaula Saltwater, take a couple of pictures of different places which is caused by climate change. Then we like post them up. And so today we like at a small workshop with them send up Pacific languages this morning for 2 hours. Then just finish come home. And then this evening we like got last one, which is the movie night, which is called Tana Movie. So it's going to be shown in one of the cinemas or one of the churches in West Auckland. So that's pretty much our program for today and tomorrow. It's just a resting day for everyone to prep for our independence celebration, which is coming up on Saturday. Because we haven't celebrated yesterday, so we have a move-home celebration called Saturday. So that's pretty much the program for this whole week.
Video updates along Facebook now, really good, yeah. Even all students to participate, yeah. So well done.
Yes, I've got the students in Auckland University are really doing really well. We're so proud of them. So tomorrow by some Lomivala Law executive, could join them over celebrate them their last activities, then come back home and do all the everyone come to my house and then we fella make them all preparation kakai for Saturday.
Now me looking also this like Bislama week and we celebrated long Vanuatu yet na round long world too where to play daughters blue stop long Italy. Now if you give him like backstory long how to play go end up long up.
Yes, the younger one, the one, her name is Brianna, that she talks quite a lot. I'm just finished law, not finished uni, but she stopped away from her studies. And from M player with them national team, New Zealand law frisbee, then I could go overseas law Italy for play in Spain. And then for 2 weeks, got the stop away. Then all the stored up, all the sister blame Alicia. Just resign for work, then I mean, decide to join them sister prime. So they will have their 4 months overseas. That's why I got to stop low blow. Just enjoy their time away. And like, also the same time, people encourage them to blow, go and leave and you know mingle with the people right in the grassroots. People don't want them to go inside the cities. People encourage them go. If you want to learn, go right where the heart of the people is. Live with them. Learn how they live, see how they live and how they live their life. And then you've let someone come back with those experience. Because it's good to see what other people are doing and living so that that will help you as a human being to grow as an also like an islander. Like that's pretty much like one of the interview, one of the little document they did. It was just really good to see that one of the places were going to stop. They said that they only shower once a week. And so I said, that's a good thing. It's good for them to experience it and to leave so that when they come back with a fresh perspective of who we really are as a human being. Even though we might live in a different place in the world, but most of the things we do are pretty much the same.
Now, time you looking more some all this black kind interest stuff long all young play, especially awesome lot daughters blow you too na planty all young play put them out all kind of video na too awesome you looking sample all tambo wa awesome all people who are married into your culture and your people only two put them out all video and it's very encouraging looking one feedback no thinking blow you time you looking this black kind support you come up na especially on strong in Bislama top place.
Susa, thank you. That's such a good point to point out. M wants something where once I see it, like when I looked at it, when I hear them speaking Bislama, it really melts my heart. I thought to myself, wow, we never thought that this would happen. Yesterday, I was just looking at a video clip. One look at the Mary, where him married a different place than M Tok Tok, lo Bislama. My heart, I was in tears. And so that's how much it impacted me as a leader in the community. I thought, if this white person or this lady who's married into us can fluently speak Bislama, we ourselves and an Ivan can do better. We can't be shying away. You mean to say God just hate no more, then relax the one place, then tell him, okay, that I'm again. I will just come in and be an observer. It's not going to work. If other people are really, really been excited and want to be part of this, I think the most important thing as an Ivanuatu or as Melanesian brothers and sisters, we need to jump on board as quickly as we can to put our hands in the plow. So, yeah, no, it was amazing. I have to be honest with you. I am so grateful and thankful that seeing all different colors and races, like today we have a new win with us. She spoke Bislama. That's crazy. That's what I was just saying. My goodness, this is so good. It was so beautiful to see. And even though accent was different, but that's the uniqueness of it. Because we want people to learn. We want people to understand us so we can communicate easily with them. It's almost like me wanting to be like them again. But that's how I felt. If I could be like them, I would be really, really happy. But no, it's one of the beautiful things to see and to hear. And also to witness it in our time now. It's like you say, it's like a icebreaker.
Long Saturday by one of kind of activities you planning long celebrating independence in the Pinisim Bislama Week.
No, Saturday, this coming Saturday, number 2 August, 6:30 BM in the afternoon. We've like an official opening with a beautiful custom dances that will lead by our little ones, our young beginners. And the whole, we got all speeches for different leaders, for MBP, then in message from Center for Pacific Languages representative, and then at the same time, speech for Prime Minister Vanuatu, and then closing by dancing and maybe string band and the custom dance. And then string band all the way has people sitting down and enjoying a meal throughout the night. So that's pretty much the program we will have. It's more about dancing and celebrating than just speeches.